guys, welcome back. It's been a while since the Banana Babes have chatted with you all, but me and Mando are back, and we've been super busy with announcing the world tour, but we wanted to hop on and kind of just let you know what's been going on, and just tell you about all the fun secrets that we have.
Yeah, we're going to recap world tour, give you all a little bit of insight on where we're going, and tell you guys about a little run-in we had with a country artist.
Yes, which was super fun, but to kick it off, we're going to let you know about some of the world tour cities, and we're going to just kind of, you know, recap all of that. And so we are going back to West Palm and Daytona, which is super cool. And then we're going to Jacksonville. We're going to Sugarland, Texas, Montgomery, Scottsdale and Peoria, which will be super cool, going out west to the best coast. And then we're going to Charleston, West Virginia, and then Tampa Bay, which I'm super excited about because personally, you know, huge New England Patriots fan over here. We might run into Tom Brady, like, who knows?
Anywhere that we're close to the beach, I'm there for.
Yes, I've heard that Tampa has a really nice beach too, so it'll be the best of both worlds, and that'll be in April, so that'll be perfect beach weather. And then, let's see, we are also going to, back to Kansas City, so all our friends and fans out there.
So excited about that one.
Yes.
That was a great finale to a group. Like, fantastic world tour last year.
Yes, I can't wait to have some more, pulled pork and stuff, because their barbecue was incredible.
It was very good.
And then, let's see, we are also going to Vegas, which...
That's going to be a fun
They game. Have a pool at their ballpark. I mean, I don't know how much better it can get.
I was doing, like, all the prep work and all the logistics and getting big aerial views of each stadium for tour, and I like zoomed in because I saw water and I was like, holy cow, it's a swimming pool.
So fun. And I mean, typical Bananas, I'm sure we'll get in there and go crazy.
Everyone bring your bathing suits. Yeah. We're getting it.
And your floaties and stuff. And then we're going to Oklahoma and Oklahoma City and Tulsa, which will be super cool.
That's gonna be a fun
I've night. Never been out there. The furthest like out there that I've been was Kansas City. So I'm super excited to kind of see what it's all about because we know some people from there.
Yeah, and then Nashville.
Nashville.
That one's going to be a fun one.
That's
for sure.
That's going to be cool. Hey, maybe we can have some other country singers
That's
become
right.
our best friends because, it doesn't hurt to have more.
Yeah, the closest I've been to Nashville is when we stopped in the airport.
Yes.
And so to actually be able to get out there and like, maybe do some touristy things will be a lot of fun.
Yes, for sure. Especially because I feel like with the Bananas, like music and entertainment go so hand in hand. Like, so it's perfect for us to be going there. And I've heard their ballpark is so cool. Like, so I'm super pumped about that. And then we are going to back to Birmingham, but we're also going to the Regions Field and Rickwood. And so that'll be kind of cool. Like to see like the old and the new.
And the new.
So I can't wait about that. And then we're going to Indy, which I'm really pumped about. I know I'm saying I'm pumped about all of them, but Indy's going to be super cool because I've heard that their like football arena is really cool. And so I feel like that'll be a good one. And then let's see, we're going to Ohio, which will be a lot of fun. And then we're going there around 4th of July. So I'm not complaining about spending 4th of July in Ohio. I feel like that'll be super fun.
Yeah, that'll
fun.
Be a fun one. Especially everyone's going to be together because we're all such a family. So
yes.
Getting to celebrate together will be a lot of fun.
Yes, we love some holidays together. And then we're going to Kannapolis and Durham, North Carolina. So that will be cool. Super close to home. And it won't be too difficult or anything. Then we'll go back out to the West Coast to Rancho Cucamonga, San Jose, Fresno, and Sacramento. So that's going to
be
a whole trip.
A road trip.
Yes, a road trip in Cali. I'm here for that. And then we are going then on the other side to the East Coast, and that's where we're going to be going to Trenton, New Jersey, Staten Island, New York, Hartford. So very excited about Hartford because if you guys don't know, I'm from Connecticut, so all my people will be there. And I'm super excited. And then we're going to Brockton, Massachusetts, whoop whoop, and then Portland, Maine, which I'm super excited about because up north in Maine and Connecticut, they have the best lobster rolls, so we'll definitely have to have some
I've
lobster.
I've never had a lobster roll. So
well, you're in for a treat, Mango, because Connecticut has the best pizza, according to Dave Portnoy, yes, and so we'll just be eating great on this tour, which I'm super pumped about. And then we are going to Iowa, and then we are going to Milwaukee, and then we're going to Syracuse, and then we're ending in Cooperstown, New York, which will be super
cool. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, and so I'm very excited to end that, like, with a finale almost. But I think this is going to be a crazy tour. You know, we'll be traveling from February to September, so it's definitely going to be a lot. But luckily, we have, you know, a good amount of Savannah dates still at home to kind of represent our home ballpark.
That's
so
right.
I think that'll be...
Nothing can top Knights and Grayson.
Yes, exactly. Like, as much as it is fun to travel, being home and having a second to kind of hang out at home will always be nice. And I'm just excited to get back on tour. Like, I know everyone's just itching just to, you know, travel together. Because like you said, we are such a family. I know we always say that on this podcast, but it's so true. Literally, you're traveling with your best friends.
Very true.
And so it's like, when I'm not traveling, I miss it because it's just more memories that we get to make together, which is super cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun last week. We had some of the guys back in town for some secret content that we can't really say quite yet, but hopefully soon on one of the next episodes. But
yes,
just having them all back in town was a lot of fun, getting to hang out and catch up because they're kind of like our brothers.
Yes, and I can't wait for them to actually not have to leave.
That's right.
Because right now, you know, they're going back to their homes and stuff, but then...
Everyone's about to start moving
yes,
for February, so that's really exciting.
But, you know, even when we launched the World Tour, that was a great time. They were here also for that, and so we had all of the characters, like the Nanas were in the office, and then...
Nanas.
Maceo. Yes, Stilts, we had them all.
Even Split had his
yes,
chance to announce a World
yeah,
Tour date, which was really cool.
That was really funny. And so, yeah, launch night was insane, guys. You know, we had a whole setup. If you had watched it, it was a great 2-hour episode.
Yeah, marketing and entertainment really did a great job.
Yes.
They had like a whole stage set up, coordinated with the players, the cast, Emily, Jesse. It was really great. So round
yes,
of applause for marketing.
Yes,
and entertainment.
Round of applause. And it was cool because, you know, a lot of people on our team, they have their home cities that are being announced and everything. And so like Dan, he did Tampa Bay, and then Jackson did Hartford, Connecticut. And so stuff like that, you know, they're kind of like able to represent their home
yeah,
cities, which is a lot of fun. And so, you know, the phones were going off the charts, guys. Being in the office was such a cool experience because we were announcing the cities and then the phones are going crazy. Half the time we couldn't even answer it because it just was going berserk.
And then it ended up like crashing the entire website.
Yes, our website, like we broke the internet just like Kim Kardashian.
Literally broke the internet.
And so that was crazy because then for like the next like
four days,
we were just, you know, on the front lines.
And we were doing everything like manually. Even me, like
yes,
I was in merchandise and I was like, guys, hand me a ticket agreement form.
Yes.
I can do this.
Yes, we had everyone on tickets. I mean, it was all hands on deck, but it was such a cool like moment because we were all just going at it, doing all that we could. And you know, there were some things that we had to change and fix, but it was totally worth it and definitely paid off in the end because now so many people are ready to go bananas and it's overwhelming, but it's also so gratifying to know like, okay, we've got something that people are totally looking forward to, and something that people want to go to because, you know, announcing these cities, we had no idea like what to expect or even if people were going to be somewhat interested. And so breaking the internet kind of was the like reminder that we needed, like, okay, everyone wants to see us. And even in, you know, Ohio or Iowa, like people come see us, so
yeah,
it was super
all
cool.
Around the world, like people are big banana fans.
Yes.
So we have people that write into us and want packages sent to Canada, Australia, Japan. So it's just crazy to see like how far we've taken the
it's
bananas name.
So wild.
It's really getting crazy.
Yes, and even like with the seven cities, like now we're going to 32, and it's just, I think that's going to take us to a whole new level. So it's very exciting to be a part of this. And it'll definitely be a wild ride. That's for sure. Because, you know, no one else is traveling. Usually, you know, baseball teams, they're at their home ballpark or they go away. But like a world tour, like you never hear
we're
about that.
We're
like a music artist or something.
Literally.
super fun. And so,
speaking of like artists,
yes, yes, guys, do we have a story for you? I know a lot of you have been asking, so
some people might have seen it on our story.
Yes,
but we had an unreal experience. If you saw Keith Urban in the Bananas jersey, we were able to get that through security.
Yes,
and get it to him. So let's just start from the beginning. Let's tell the entire story.
Yes.
Shout out Shark, our PA announcer. He gave us tickets to the Keith Urban show last Thursday.
Yes, last minute too.
Last minute.
He had posted on Facebook and he was like, hey guys, like, who's going to Keith Urban tonight? And then Mando had just come and been like, you know, I wish I was.
Just being funny.
Yeah.
Sure enough, Shark texts me and he's like, hey, if you and Lauren want to go, like, I got some tickets with your name on them. I'm like, heck yeah, let's go.
Mando comes running into my office. She's like, we're going to see Keith Urban. I'm like, perfect.
So literally this is at like 4:00. We get home, we get ready. We're like all pumped up. Heck yeah. We get you the concert venue. We get something to drink. I want nachos, being the piglet I am. I needed a snack. So we're standing there. I just got my nachos from the line. This random lady comes up out of the blue.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, do y'all want floor tickets?
Well, at first she asked us where
where our tickets were.
And, you know, being skeptical over here, I wasn't really giving her much information. And so I'm like,
because we had no idea who she was.
Yes, like I didn't see any credentials or anything. And so I was like, oh, they're like over there. And like I was being super like vague. And then she was like, oh, like how close are they? Because I thought she was going to like ask to like switch tickets with us or something. Like I had no idea who this girl was. And so then I was like, oh, like, you know, like we're like 6 rows away or whatever. And then she was like, hey, do you want floor tickets? And we're like, oh yeah, like, so we then like changed our whole attitude and was like, oh yeah, like for sure. And she's like, all right, you guys just have to be super pumped up and then you just have to be like super excited to be there. And we're like,
check,
say less.
And check, yeah. You can do that. And then we're like, hey, like, do you work for Keith? And she's like, well, I work for the event here. Like, what do you need?
Yeah.
And we're like, well, we work for the Bananas and we have this jersey and we to get it to him.
Showing
and it. And she's like, okay, well, I can't take it to him, but I can get you, you know, in the front row and y'all can hand it off to him.
Yeah.
And we're like, got it.
Yes.
We march down there. We're like, so ecstatic, like, yes. Like, what is our life?
Yes.
How do these things happen to us? We're sitting there, and this guy, like, kept smiling at me, so I waved.
Yeah.
And he, like, comes over and starts talking to us. Shout out David.
Yes, David, our king.
He worked for Tyler Hubbard, which was the opening act. We're like, hey, can you get this jersey to Keith for us? And he's like, yeah, like, give me your number, and as soon as I get it to his manager, I'll text you.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, yes, yeah.
And so we hand it off not knowing, like, okay, you know, it's out of our control now. Who knows if it's going to happen? And so we're going through the concert, and he's in, like, his, you know, typical Keith Urban shirt, like, rock and roll black band t-shirt.
Yeah, it was a great look,
yes,
but
absolutely, so here for it. And so the whole night is going on, and we're like, okay, just having a great time. We're like, maybe it's not going to happen. Like, we did our duties here. Then he goes off the stage for his encore.
Yes. Literally, like, confetti goes off. Lights are, like, turning back on. Like, people think it's time to go.
Yes.
The lights suddenly shut off. Flash back on, and he runs back out in the Bananas jersey to close the show.
Guys, when I tell you, I think Madeline and I almost passed out.
I've never screamed louder than that moment. I was losing my mind. This is like unreal.
Yes, we're jumping up and down screaming. And then the funny part also was that everyone around us had seen us like hand off the jersey, and so they were like, oh, do you work for the Bananas? And we're like, yeah, kind of. And then he comes out in the jersey and we're all giving high fives and like laughing and
he
screaming.
He literally comes up to us and was like, thank you guys so much. Like, y'all are awesome. And we're like, literally, I was crying.
Yes.
I was literally crying happy tears. I was like, there's no way we just pulled this off.
Yes. The excitement that was like coming off of us was just insane. And then the funny part too was that he came over and said like thank you and everything, and of course, you know, typical me, I tried getting a selfie, but you know, I only got my forehead.
And you know, but it's a thought that counts. Will always share.
Yes. And so it was super cool, guys. And so I guess you can say we technically met him.
Basically, he talked to us.
But yeah, so he was super sweet. His accent was incredible. David is the best. Literally, you know, pulled strings that we could have never thought of.
Yeah.
And so we were super pumped about that. And
hopefully we'll get back out to a Tyler Hubbard concert
pretty
soon.
And then it was so cool because afterwards, everyone on like K Club or the Facebook page, they were freaking out saying, oh, we saw Bananas, you know, jersey. And we're like, oh, we made that happen.
He shared it on his Instagram story and tagged us,
which
was pretty cool.
Yeah. And so just so cool, like I said, being in that like entertainment industry, having these musicians and other athletes kind of supporting us, because then it just gets us into like a whole different realm. You know, we're a baseball team, but then it's like, hey, now we're stepping our feet into the music industry.
Exactly.
And like country artists, because even though Keith Urban posted the picture, we did have Riley Green earlier in the year also post a picture in the jersey, and so that was super cool. Me and a couple of other people from our team actually got to meet him. Super nice guy. And so we just laughed because, you know, we're all huge country artist fans in the office. If you guys don't know, we go line dancing like every Thursday. And so getting to meet those idols of ours are always cool. And actually, I forgot to mention, so when he came out in the jersey, I started FaceTiming Bill Leroy because I was like, I need to show Bill because it's number one, of course, on the jersey. And so I'm like FaceTiming him screaming and I'm like freaking out. And then, you know, of course he's saying stuff and probably freaking out also, but couldn't even hear him over my screeches.
Could not hear him. Literally the service in the building was so bad that he saw it.
Yes. And so he was super pumped and super thankful for that. And so that's, I'm sure, a cool experience as well, getting to see someone famous in your jersey.
Right. So cool.
But a lot of fun. So hopefully, I'm excited to see who else wears our stuff. And I did try to pass off our jerseys to two other artists. So we'll keep you updated about if that happens. But I think now that's our favorite game to play. It's like, okay, who can we meet and who can we get the jerseys
to?
Because, you know, people work hard, but the Banana Babes work harder.
That's exactly right.
But we love chatting with you guys, and we hope you enjoy this video aspect on Spotify now that we have. And who knows, maybe we can even set up like a little, you know, set and like display of like Bananas merch and stuff.
Display next. And then we're going to have Bananas Babe merch, I hope.
Yes.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, fingers crossed. Because, I mean, we have a merch girly here, so we can make it happen. So, yeah, merch would be awesome. And then we will probably have a new guest on very soon. So, so many things coming up. You know, the tour is right around the corner, and we're all super excited. And we can't wait to see you guys in all the other cities, because I'm sure we've got some listeners out there are all over the place. So we are super excited, and we will talk to you guys soon.
Thanks so much, guys.